With SRN News, I'm John Scott. GOP Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington, who voted for the bill banning TikTok, says the video app must decide its future.
We have given TikTok a clear choice. Separate from your parent company ByteDance, which is beholden to the CCP, and remain operational in the United States, or side with the CCP and face the consequences. The choice is TikTok's.
The House today passed the bill that would lead to a nationwide ban if the TikTok does not sell, the China-based owner doesn't sell, rather. It now goes to the Senate. TikTok has more than 150 million American users. Also at SRNNews.com, six charges in Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case have been dismissed, but many other cases in the indictment remain.
The judge ruled that six of the indictment's 41 charges lacked specificity, and he was throwing them out, although prosecutors may refile those charges. Three of the 13 felony counts against Trump are affected by this ruling, but not the main conspiracy charge of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. President Biden and former President Trump clinching their party's presidential nominations with decisive victories in a slate of no low-profile primaries, setting up a general election rematch, the outcome of contest Tuesday in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington State was never in doubt. Neither Biden, a Democrat, nor Trump, a Republican, faced major opposition. March Madness right around the corner, the 68-team field for the NCAA tournament to be announced on Sunday. The Dow is ahead 128 points. The NASDAQ, 47 points in the red. This is SRN News. A settlement reached in a case involving Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law.
Under the settlement, students and teachers can discuss sexual orientation and gender identity in Florida classrooms as long as it's not part of instruction. The law was passed 2 years ago, and opponents said it had created confusion about whether teachers could identify themselves as LGBTQ. Governor Ron DeSantis's office described the settlement as a win since the law remains intact. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Salvation Army on the front lines in the recent Texas wildfires, providing meals, hydration, and relief supplies to firefighters, first responders, and survivors. In addition to meeting physical needs, the Salvation Army staff and volunteers offered emotional and spiritual care for those in need. The Smokehouse Creek Fire is the largest blaze in Texas state history. This is SRN News. Boeing received bad grades in a government audit of manufacturing quality, and the company says it's making changes to address the situation.
The president of the company's commercial aircraft division says Boeing will work with employees found to have violated company manufacturing procedures to make sure they understand their instructions. A memo went out after the Federal Aviation Administration identified problems during a six-week review of Boeing's processes for manufacturing the 737 MAX jetliner. That's the model of plane that lost a panel during an Alaska Airlines flight in January.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Dollar Tree will close nearly 1,000 stores and swung to a surprise fourth quarter loss as the discount retailer took a related $1.07 billion goodwill impairment charge. Shares tumbled 15% before the opening bell Wednesday. More details at SRNNews.com.